Yeah.
Weezy.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 8 o'clock on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. We missed, gosh, dog it, Jeff, call back. He had a trade. He wanted to trade Carlos Correa.
Huh.
That's not like Jeff. Oh, I'm sorry. It's exactly like Jeff.
We're just trading Carlos. Would you trade Carlos Correa and Clint Capela for Anthony Davis?
All right,
a minor league pitcher.
So put a number on Carlos Correa's arbitration. Well, how much will he get?
We've already played this game. It's the third time we played it.
No, we haven't.
Yeah.
What are you getting? What do you?
Like,
how much?
It's like $6.5 million.
Yeah. I'm gonna go higher.
That's the number
like
that
seven
they
or eight.
Yeah.
He's gonna be more like 7 or 8.
but what does that have to do with anything, though?
Well, he wants to trade him. It ain't happening. They ain't trading Carlos Correa. Let's wait.
Wait. Hold on. What's this text?
What text?
Okay, turn the radio down, Nicole. Turn the radio down. This is your, because I know my daughter's in the car, so turn the radio down. Do y'all know what Mason did not like when you were talking whores? What? What? Do you have any idea what that even means, Dell?
Were you talking about, when did he talk?
I thought maybe the horrors of not having your coffee. I don't remember
you
talking.
Did you call LA fans horrors?
No.
Whores for jumping on the bandwagon?
I don't believe you used the word whores.
I think don't love these hoes. Something
yeah, you
like
said
that.
Don't love
these
hoes. LA fans, they don't love them hoes.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's not the same.
But Mason probably, does Nicole switch out whores for hoes?
That must be. She didn't know. No, Nicole, tell Mason that I was saying they don't love them hoes. And explain
it's
to
different.
Him. Yeah, explain to him that it was that. And then go show him the video of the password.
Fact,
these hoes ain't loyal.
In fact, I would say, how old is
Mason? Mason's 12.
In fact, in probably about 4 years, Mason's going to probably take on the attitude. Hey, Ma, I don't love these hoes.
I don't love these hoes. And then go show, and then go show him the video. These hoes ain't loyal.
Look, at 16.
The Rams really aren't.
Yeah, at 16, he is going to be the epitome of not loving them hoes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Hoes got to eat too.
Well, he might take him to lunch, but he ain't going to love him.
You think Mason's going to feed the hoes?
Oh, McDonald's.
I'm sure.
Or he will, and he'll constantly be super upset.
Yeah, when they break his heart.
Yeah.
The better option is not to love him.
Speaking of which, did you see this? I mean, all the things going on in the world, by the way, thoughts and prayers to the cops yesterday.
Oh, man.
That situation in Southeast Houston was horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible, horrible. And man, hope they're all. Listen, black tar heroin. Holy crap! And these guys they went to make the bus and they got shot. Five of them. Well, I think four got shot and one injured a knee or whatever the case may be. Five of them. And they're. You know what? That is. You can't feel more for these guys than that. So I hope that they all recover. Good Lord, what a story, what a story. And hopefully they all get better. But all of this stuff is going on. There's Super Bowl. There's all this stuff. Here's Ken Hoffman's tweet today. Ken Hoffman tweeted this. McDonald's will add a side pack of bacon, two slices for free, to any order from 4 to 5 p.m. today. They're calling it Bacon Hour. Free bacon. Now that's a happy hour. All the stories in the world, Ken. And first of all, let me ask you this question. Why would you want bacon from 4 to 5 p.m. when you're ordering a Big Mac?
What kind of question are you asking? Why would you not want bacon?
Why would you want bacon on your Big Mac?
Because it's bacon on a hamburger.
Not on a Big Mac. You don't put bacon on a Big Mac. No. That ruins
it. Maybe it makes it better.
That ruins
the
deliciousness.
I never even wanted a Big Mac until I heard that you could maybe get some bacon on it. Now I'm like, oh. Tell me more about this bacon.
It clashes with the special sauce.
No.
Yeah.
Bacon doesn't clash.
Bacon on a Big Mac?
I don't mess with a Big Mac either way, so I'm out of this conversation.
Bacon
now,
doesn't
if it's
clash
a quarter
with
pounder,
chocolate.
If it's a quarter pounder.
Bacon goes literally with everything.
Not,
You ever had chocolate?
What if you just order an order of fries? You want bacon with it?
Yeah. You ever heard of cheese and bacon, crumbled bacon on top of it? You got cheese fries with bacon?
No.
That's delicious.
No, McDonald's, the fries are delicious all by themselves with a lot of salt. Thank you.
You add some cheese and some bacon and you got yourself something.
This is stupid.
No, it's...
Why would you give out bacon in the morning?
No. What? Yes. Bacon cheeseburger is a real thing. It's been going on for a while, John.
No, a bacon cheeseburger, yeah. Okay, yeah. Quarter pounder with cheese.
Bacon on pizza, bacon, good.
Quarter pounder with cheese, you don't put it on a Big
bacon
Mac.
Bacon on pizza, good, too. Bacon on everything. Bacon on a chicken sandwich, good.
No.
Yeah, what's wrong with bacon?
You wouldn't put it on a Chick-fil-A sandwich?
If they had it, I would.
That'd be stupid.
No, I would.
No.
You will lose the bacon argument.
No. I love bacon, don't get me wrong. But I'm not giving it out from 4 to 5 p.m. today.
You think there's a cutoff time to eat bacon?
Well, not if I'm having... No, and it goes with certain things. It doesn't go with others.
You don't think it goes with hamburgers?
Apples and bacon. Nope. Nope.
You don't think bacon goes with hamburgers?
With apple. Not with a Big Mac.
Do you think it goes with hamburgers in general?
Yes. Bacon cheeseburgers, yes.
I bet say what?
Yeah, no. Yes, I get that.
I don't know why your secret sauce is, which is just, you know, Thousand Island dressing, or with a little bit of ketchup added.
It's a secret sauce, and Lance is giving it out.
That's right.
All right.
You want to know how to do this?
It's not his secret
sauce. Go to the store and then add a little ketchup to it.
Okay, bacon and marijuana. Does it go together? Oh, well, it kind of does.
Probably.
Of course it kind of does.
Probably. One goes first and one goes second.
John Sally, being interviewed, said he hadn't tried any marijuana until his final pro season in 2000.
I feel
John
like
Sally, the former Detroit, Miami, Toronto, Chicago, Greece, L.A., Lakers. He said this. He says, it sounds crazy, but like Steven Jackson, good friend of mine, Steven Jackson, as you know, always had the best weed. Great ball player, and whenever he was traded to another team, they played better. I heard some other player, I'm not going to say his name, but a weed container fell out of his car, and then he won two championships in a row. And that would be Kevin Durant, and him, the weed falling out of his car is on TMZ. Have you seen that? Okay, so Kevin Durant is walking around. It's probably right over here. Coming up, here's Kevin Durant going to his car. He's going to open the door, and a nice vial of weed falls out of his car. And that's not why Kevin Durant is winning championships. Watch, here it comes, and boom, there's the weed that falls out of his car.
And there's his weed guy picks it up.
His weed guy picks it up. So let me ask.
Wait. Are you telling me the NBA guys smoke?
Smoke weed.
I don't believe this, Dale.
Yeah.
I'm not going to believe this. Not for 1 second.
No, them hoes smoke weed. So let me ask you this question.
I'm glad my boys are at
school. Is it in any way, shape, or form surprising that Steven Jackson has the best weed in the NBA?
Not that much, no. He would have been on the list.
If
we had
set
a Vegas list. Yeah, if something just tells me he's copping it, he's not. I don't think he's got the best. Steven Jackson feels like it matters to him. I think JR will probably smoke.
He's going
to
be up there.
Whatever's. It's probably, but I don't feel like he's like a connoisseur.
All time.
Now Matt Barnes feels like he could be a connoisseur.
All time though, Sam Perkins.
Yeah. The Big Sleepy.
Yeah.
The Big Sleepy feels like he might have a dispensary. Right now, I bet you if you go Sam Perkins dispensary, something pops up in Google.
That's good. Well,
but I'm gonna do it right now. Because that feels like a guy who would be involved in the dispensary game. I would not have said that about Joe Montana. That was something I just learned.
Yeah. $75 million, Joe Montana, putting in the weed. It's a great investment, I think. I think it should be. Oh, no. Everyone should invest in weed.
I Googled it. Nothing.
Is there anybody else? Is there, Adele, we got to be missing a lot of guys. A lot of weed enthusiasts.
Of course. You just name the entire NBA. I mean, why NBA players smoking weed?
Ty Lawson, of course. Ty is a. Ty can go to his left too.
Yeah,
I think he's.
You can't shade him to the right.
Beverage. Ty's a drinker.
Yeah, you don't think that? Okay.
He went pretty hard in the paint too.
The guy is drunk.
Ty lived there.
DWIs.
Ty lived in. Our building?
How about, yeah.
And it was, It was pretty
evident. How long did he live there? 4 months?
Not long, because they had to. It was the odor that was protruding from his apartment.
Did it smell? Was the odor like the smell of the French Quarter at 3 a.m? Like stinky stale beer?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. It was more like the dispensary.
That's one of my favorite things about Daryl Morey. He looked at the Ty Lawson situation and said, I think I see some value here.
Yeah.
I think I see. And you know, the way Daryl looks at things, like, we can get away from this. Any signing and any draft pick, he looks at, like, can I get away from this? The one time where I think he felt that way about Ryan Anderson after 2 years, that he could deal him with 2 years. The one signing where I think he realizes I can't get away is Chris Paul, where he knows I can't get away from this one.
Well,
40 million in the mid-30s, and you know, when you're in your mid-30s, doesn't just go away.
Well, when he brings him a title this year, he's not going to want to get away from him, is he?
That's right.
Kenneth Faried got arrested for weed before the start of the season. Did he? I missed that. I don't care. You know what? They're playing better ever since Kenneth Faried got there.
Yep.
Coincidence?
No.
I think not.
That's not a coincidence at all.
Granato eats plain donuts and vanilla ice cream only. No.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
No. I don't eat bacon with my vanilla ice cream.
This is the man who...
You know what I don't eat? Bacon with my vanilla ice cream.
You won't even go spicy chicken at Chick-fil-A because...
What?
Why would you want to ruin the original sandwich?
I think the original is
basic.
Is
that's because you're basic, John.
Why are
you
so basic?
You're basic.
No. I eat spicy things all the time.
Then go eat a spicy chicken sandwich.
But not my Chick-fil-A.
Get out of here.
My Chick-fil-A, you don't mess with it.
What? You're not messing with it.
And apparently
because
your Big Macs, you don't mess with.
Because you know what you can do?
I don't mess with my Big Mac, no.
You know what you can also do at Chick-fil-A?
Why would you mess with perfection?
You know what's better than perfection? Throwing bacon on a spicy chicken sandwich.
Real talk.
No.
What?
No.
Real talk.
And you know what, John?
You two don't know nothing
and you know
about,
what, John?
About perfection.
If you don't
you
like
don't
the sandwich,
you just add an extra pickle and okay. That's
yeah.
Perfect.
And if you don't like the sandwich, you can always go back to the original.
Yeah.
But you can
try it.
Go spicy chicken. Drop some bacon on that thing.
Yeah.
I tried the spicy. It wasn't as good.
That's because you basic. Get your pumpkin spice latte as well.
Oh, no. He just dropped a PSL on you?
Yeah.
You sure? You your favorite time of the year isn't Thanksgiving? Because Starbucks offers that pumpkin spice.
He just called you a 19-year-old white girl.
All right?
Kind of called him Frankie.
It's like Tiger. It's like Tiger when he wins 4 straight majors. I gotta tinker with my swing. No, leave it alone.
That's not what it is.
That's exactly what it is.
This isn't Tiger's swing.
Yes, it is.
This is you not being afraid of change.
This is you being afraid of change.
I'm gonna redo my swing.
This is you being afraid of change.
Stupid.
He wants to make chicken sandwiches great again.
Yeah, but chicken sandwiches, no. Chick-fil-A is great as is.
He wants his chicken sandwich to wear a red hat.
By the way,
it was his chicken sandwich like it was the 60s.
By the way, do you see the University of Georgia is trying to get Chick-fil-A kicked out off their campus?
For what?
Because of the packaging that they use, that it's not biodegradable or whatever.
Georgia?
University of Georgia. You know what I'm not going? You know where I'm never going?
I feel like Georgia's not a place that's going to lead the charge in biodegradable packaging.
I know, right? All right.
Wow. Well, things have changed in the Deep South.
You know who does? Craig DeSurf. That's who does.
Craig DeSurf is, he doesn't want your vehicle to be biodegradable. That's for sure. A vehicle, whatever your favorite vehicle is, I don't know. It may change from time to time. I know this. What you need can really change based on where you are in your life. And what I mean by that is when you are a single guy, you may be driving a muscle car from Chevy. And then you say, you know what? I'm going to step up and I'm going to get it. I've just got married. We're having a kid. You know what? I'm going to get an SUV. I want to get a Yukon. I've always wanted a Yukon. I want a big Yukon. Okay. And then you add 2 more kids. You're like, ooh, I need a Yukon extended body because now we got to put baseball, bags and all that stuff in our suitcases and luggage when we go on trips. I need them to fit in the back of the vehicle. And plus we have more kids. All right. That's fine. Then kids that are out of the house, or maybe you don't have those kids, you want to downgrade into, it's not even really downgrading it as opposed to get smaller into a crossover vehicle like the Buick Enclave. And then from there, if you want to get back into a car, you can do that. What I'm trying to tell you is that out in Angleton at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, they've got you covered with pickup trucks, with crossover vehicles, SUVs, cars, muscle cars, affordable cars, whatever the case may be, whatever you're looking for. But just know this, right now with 320 vehicles, it was at 330, so they've sold 10 over the last 4 days. With 320 vehicles, you've got more vehicles to choose from. Get the vehicle that you want and not the one that someone's trying to push on you. Get what you want on the interior, the exterior, and have a sales experience that is second to none with trade-in value that is untouchable out in Angleton. Yes, it's out in Angleton, but a few extra miles means a few extra thousand in your pockets. LanceZ.cars.com. Check them out for yourself. LanceZ.cars, or LanceZ.cars, I should say, .com. LanceZ.cars.com. Or, if you'd like, just head on out to Angleton, put your hands on those hard bodies, and drive it around for yourself. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Thoughts and prayers to the Patriots mascot. He's dealing with jaw, neck, and back soreness. He checked in for a concussion. He's checked for a concussion as well. Did you see Jamal Adams tackled him?
Yeah, I saw. And then Jamal said he's trying to get that bag. Dell, get that bag.
He's trying to get that bag.
Reference, Dell, get that bag.
Dell wasn't listening.
I heard him. I just don't know what he's talking about.
I don't know what he's talking about either.
Trying to get paid. He thinks the mascot's trying to get paid. Jaw, neck, and back.
Well, I mean, it's on video.
Oh, no. Yeah. Jamal's going to have to come up with about $5,000.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to cost him a ton, but Jamal's coming out of his pocket.
I'm going to go higher than you five. Think? Yeah.
The Patriots could lean on the mascot. Of course, that is a divisional thing, too. Jets and Patriots.
Ooh, dude did freaking hit
him. He didn't hit him as hard, not even remotely close to as hard as he can. It still probably felt terrible. There was no concussion, by the way.
Yeah. No, there was none, but
if I were that mascot, I don't know what a concussion test is like, but if they asked me questions, man, I would be the most wrong answers I could ever come up with. Just, huh? How many do you see here? How many fingers?
12.
Four?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's two. I just don't know. There's two doctors here, too. No, there's just one. And I just do this. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's all right.
Who hit me? Mm-hmm. Who was that? Was that Clint Capela? No, different sport. I don't know. I'm just so concussed.
I don't know anything. John said if your chicken sandwich meat ain't white, it ain't right. I'm a dark meat guy. I think everybody knows that.
Well, that's not what
they
have.
I'm about dark meat.
At Chick-fil-A, that's not what it is.
I'm about dark meat, okay?
Chick-fil-A, that's not what it is.
I'm trying to ban the chicken sandwich, build a wall around regular chicken sandwiches. Yeah, yeah. I don't want the...
Build a wall around regular chicken
sandwiches. By the way, Al Harrington.
A clear wall.
Yeah, that's right, because if somebody's throwing chicken sandwiches over...
If someone's throwing a spicy chicken sandwich over the wall, we got to see it or we're going to get hurt.
Somebody's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
Al Harrington wants to be the NBA's first pot mogul. He's building a billion-dollar marijuana empire, Al Harrington.
How's he doing that?
I don't know if you heard, but there's a lot of states where it's legal.
Did he get a head start at all?
Oh, I guess he has.
Something tells me he had a head start on it.
Voila. It's his Voila vapes. Weed vapes. Okay, Al Harrington. I love that guy. Go get it, Al. Go get as much as you can.
I love that guy, John Granato.
Yep. Yep, I'm hoping. Al's very, very successful in this endeavor. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. Okay, some questions for you. All right. Here are some Super Bowl questions. I ask you here's some X factors for you. Coaching distractions. Dell, Brian Flores is going to be your next head coach. I can't hear you.
He's on the phone.
He's on the phone.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh. Brian Flores is going to be your next head coach?
That looks to be the case. He won't officially acknowledge it because I don't want to be a distraction to my current team. mm-hmm. but that looks to
it's
be the
obviously
case.
The
Patriots
case.
Linebacker coach, and he's also Zach Taylor looks the Rams quarterback coach looks to be the next head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals. It looks like that Flores is also going to be taking what the Patriots wide receiver coach is his offensive coordinator. But that happens all the time, right? That happens all the time. Does that play into the game at all? I don't think so, right? I mean, the Patriots lose guys all the time. And you know what? You got a chance for a ring. I think you're focused. You get to your next team next.
I mean, some fan bases, it's more so a college thing where fan bases will blame their coordinator if they lose a game. Florida State people still can't stand that Mark Richt was going to take the Georgia job. They think it cost him the 2000 title against Oklahoma because they scored like 2 points in the game. They think Mark Richt wasn't focused because he was going to take the Georgia job.
Yeah. Somebody wasn't focused here for the for the championship game because he was going to A&M.
I've said it before. That headset that he was wearing, he wasn't actually calling plays. he was getting designs for the barbershop he was going to build at A&M.
No, he was not.
That's why
he wasn't on the phone with his realtor for College Station.
The construction guy, the architect for the new facility.
That's not what he was doing.
That's why they couldn't stop Southern Miss and Austin Davis.
No, Austin Davis was why.
Well, I mean. My favorite part of that game was ABC, because they had this whole package ready for Case Keenum. He's living with his wife in a little apartment. They've been together for so long, and now this is the final game with Houston, at least final regular season game. And every time something bad happened, they would flash to the wife. And, of course, she's not happy. They're losing, and they just focused on her. It's like, guys, this feel-good, heartwarming story, it's not going to happen
today.
Stay
on the wife. Stay on
the
wife.
Get off the wife.
We got a new thing. We got a new heartbreaking thing.
Will Rams special teams make a big play? Johnny Hecker, in particular.
Well, like a fake?
I mean,
he can throw it.
Can he throw it? Holy crap.
Make a big play is such a subjective thing. I'll say no.
I don't know. Rams special teams are special.
I mean, it depends on the game. The
Rams, really?
Yes.
The Rams like to use it like they use it against the Saints to change the complexion of the game. If the game's going well, I would probably say no. But if I could see it happening if they get off to a slow start.
Yeah, like they did against the Saints.
Yeah.
And you know what? That just adds more time that the opposing team, in this case the Patriots, have to put into all of that because you've got to be wary of it as opposed to just worrying about offense and defense. You've got to worry about their special teams. Will New England's offensive line continue to perform the way they have? Have they been good?
Yeah, I say yeah, actually.
They've run the ball and they've protected Brady. The Patriots' offensive line may be the best unit of any unit this postseason. The way that they're running, Sony Michel has 242 yards in two games.
Yeah, I think.
And Brady hasn't been touched.
Well, they haven't been able to. So they are running the ball effectively. Sony Michel is a take no prisoners runner. And, you know, for all the talent that you hear Sue and you hear Aaron Donald, they're disruptive. But for whatever reason, there's just – it's and Michael Brockers, I mean, they're just inconsistent stopping a run this year. And it doesn't make a lot of sense to me with all that talent.
Well, Sue in Miami, he was disruptive too. But the way they play defense, it wasn't cohesive to stop and run. I don't think they play the same style. But, I mean, the linebackers are light in the ass, though.
Yeah,
the Rams linebackers.
That's a big problem for
them. So if it's all about disruption, but they can't keep the Patriot guards off their linebackers, it's going to be ugly.
Well, but are the linebackers going to be a plus for the Rams? Because I could see Mark Barron on Gronk. I could see Mark Barron covering Gronk this whole game.
And yeah, actually, but you think he's going to do well?
Yeah. Because Gronk isn't separating, and Barron's a former safety.
He got Eric Berry a couple times.
Yeah, he did. That's why I'm wondering, because Eric Berry couldn't stick him in that game. Like, but Gronk is not running the same way. Very noticeable. It's very noticeable.
Yeah. Littleton has played really well. Ebukam has played well. We'll see. And then finally, the Patriots on third down are just stupid right now.
I like how you didn't tell us that Bob Stoops is trying to grow a beard right now.
I saw what? Yeah.
You didn't tell us that. It's not great.
What are you talking about?
It looks like a struggle. I'm trying to see if I can find pictures of you at this gala. They got pictures of this gala in the Chronicle.
Yeah.
And I can
no,
see,
I don't think anybody took my picture.
I don't see any of you, but I do see a picture of Bob Stoops with kind of just.
It didn't look bad. It actually didn't look bad.
It doesn't?
No.
Okay. Because it looks like Daryl Morey's. Do you know he's got a beard now?
Yeah, I saw it.
He's got a secret beard.
That's not that great.
It looks the same as Stoops.
No.
Like it's kind of.
No, Stoops actually
60% in.
Stoops looked like he was just scruffy. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you got it. Yeah. He might be in the middle of trying to grow it.
The ladies like that, Lance. I don't know if you heard. Not the way you're doing it today, but like.
They don't like this. They don't like this Bob Stoops thing.
No, I honestly didn't think it was bad. It wasn't that bad.
You're saying that because you're hoping to get tickets to an Oklahoma game from Stoops.
No, I don't care about Stoops Oklahoma games. I wouldn't go.
How come Yanni and your wife are in a picture, but you can't get in a picture?
Because I was probably at the bar.
Am I going to see Gilbert and Wendy next when I click the next slideshow? Am I going to see
maybe
over there going?
Maybe
right next to Wendy.
Yeah, maybe.
Here's Yanni and John's wife. This is what it says: John's wife and Yanni. And then it says, "Where's John?" Question mark.
At the bar.
In a slideshow.
In a Coors Light.
Oh, here's a picture of you drinking at the bar.
Thank you.
Here's a picture of you doing shots.
Here's a picture of me going to break. 8:30 ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. If you'd like to get in here, you're more than welcome to do that.
Have you seen this picture that's been photoshopped from yesterday of when Lance was looking at that meat, and now it's not meat that he's looking at. LFHS.
I didn't see it.
I like pretty feet.
It's him holding a pair of feet and making that face from yesterday.
No, not appropriate. I like pretty feet. Proper.
Your acting in that picture is.
It's great.
Yeah.
I look really excited. And I was, actually. Wasn't even acting.
Dell. And Chance said you don't look like you sound, Dell. I don't know why he said that.
Chance who?
Chance McClain.
Oh, he's alive?
Yeah, he's alive. Hey, he's doing Heritage Films.
Oh, welcome, Chance.
By the way, do y'all realize we always talk about the Texans needing a tackle? I mean, and they do. But I'll tell you who I, coming up, let's do this. In the next segment, I will lay out my entire mock draft that will be out later this week for NFL.com. I'll give you a sneak peek, including the Texans. Because Kyler Murray is going to surprise you. The Texans pick, we'll see if you like it or don't like it. So I will lay it out right here. Now, Shontrell Henderson is back. And if he's healthy.
Is he?
Well, I mean, that's...
Shontrell Fuller? Kiki Henderson is back?
Yes, same thing.
Okay.
Same thing. So he's back. So he could be the starting right tackle, and a draft pick could be the starting left tackle.
Could he, Lance?
In theory.
Could he?
In theory.
Go get a right tackle. Okay? Go get a right tackle and a left tackle. Go get two of them. It's okay to get a couple of tackles this offseason, and one in free agency and one... in the draft. That's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. You know what?
They could. There's not a whole lot of free agents. Like, Trent Brown is the only guy, really, I think.
Would you not be fine with Trent Brown?
That'd be fine. I want to see what his price tag is. Obviously, that big, giant price tag for Nate Solder didn't work out.
No, but wasn't Andrew Whitworth worth it?
Well, he wasn't going to be on the market.
Well, no. When he was on the market and the Rams picked him up.
Yeah.
Yes, he was well worth it.
Yeah, it was 4 years
ago. And everybody said, oh...
That was 4 years ago.
No, it wasn't. It was 2 years ago.
Andrew Whitworth?
Yeah.
He's been there a little while now, hasn't he?
And he picked up when McVay got there. They picked him up.
Is that it?
I think so.
I thought he had been there longer than that. You might be right.
So what's wrong with that? If Trent Brown is a good left tackle.
Yeah, 2017, yeah.
If Trent Brown is a good left tackle, go get him.
He's not really a left tackle. He's more of a right tackle. But
except he's playing left tackle in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they needed him to play there. But here's the thing. But you got to remember this. Tom Brady is maybe the greatest has the greatest pocket presence of any quarterback in the history of the game.
Okay.
Doesn't drop beyond 6.5 steps. Deshaun's not good.
No. Tom Brady has been touched this postseason 3 times.
Yeah.
Not a sack. Terry's quarterback hits. 3 times he's been touched this postseason. Now, Tom Brady gets rid of the ball faster than anybody, Deshaun-like.
All of this Tom Brady stuff is irrelevant. Deshaun gets himself touched, hangs on the ball forever, gets outside of the 6.5 yard box, basically. He'll get hit a ton with Brown, with whoever. He's going to get hit a bunch. He hangs on to it forever.
Yeah. Unless he gets better at it.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not really counting on that, but he makes a bunch of plays. So
he's only played 2.5 years in the NFL, or 1.5 years. 1.5 years in the NFL.
I just don't know that he's going to get a lot.
Do you know he's not? I mean, guys get better.
I mean, you need to get better protection. I just don't want to talk about how often Tom Brady's getting hit, because that doesn't have anything to do with Deshaun Watson. Tom Brady doesn't get hit. Now, I do think Trent Brown's done a good job. I think the offensive line definitely has had something to do with it. But Tom Brady doesn't get hit a lot, period, because he gets rid of it. He has a pre-snap plan. He's unbelievable processing post-snap. And he's very pocket mobile. He slides to open spots. That's not a strength of Deshaun's. But with all that said, you still need a left tackle. You still need a right tackle. You need both. You can't act like Chantrell Henderson, who has played like 7 games in 3 years. You can't act like Chantrell Henderson is anybody that you can count on.
Or Kendall Lamb.
Yeah.
Or Julian Davenport.
All three of them are going to be in camp. Well, I don't know, actually. Kendall Lamb, I'm not sure, is going to be in camp. I got to check on his contract status. But I do think I know they'll draft a tackle. And I think they'll draft one early. And on the other side, I'll tell you who I had the Texans drafting at 23. We'll do that in a second. We glossed over this. We were talking about Seth Wickersham's piece last Friday when we were at Prime, and there was a lot of unbelievable Brown stuff in there about their owner, Jimmy Haslam, and how dysfunctional it was. The little nugget that we never talked about was that apparently the Browns offered the Texans a second-round pick for Brian Hoyer, and the Texans said no.
Why would you want to give up Brian Hoyer?
In a long-form piece by ESPN's Seth Wickersham examining the Cleveland Browns' dysfunction under Jimmy Haslam, an interesting nugget about the Texans was unearthed. They reportedly offered a high second-round pick during the 2014 draft for Hoyer, who had started... Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. That's my bad. The Texans offered it for Hoyer. The Texans tried to give away a second-rounder for Hoyer in 14. You may remember the Manziel year, the Blake Bortles year. The Texans, who had started, Hoyer had started 6 games for the Browns in 2013 before suffering a season-ending knee injury. Yeah, well, the Texans, that was the first partnership between Rick Smith and Bill O'Brien. That one's probably an O'Brien deal. In their very first year, and you're getting Bill O'Brien as quarterback, my guess is Bill O'Brien said, Hoyer.
He had Hoyer in New England.
My guess is he said he wanted Hoyer. Now, then it probably goes to the GM to figure out how to do that. Here's two things. And this is a problem on both fronts. Who in the hell offers a second rounder for Brian Hoyer? Who does that as a general manager? Rick offered a second rounder? Well, here's another problem.
Again, Bill O'Brien probably told him to do that.
No, he didn't tell him what the value is, I doubt it. Rick has to craft that. That comes from the GM.
Well, what if Rick came to him and said, well, they want a second rounder?
Well, it might have, I mean, all Rick has to say is, we're not doing second rounder, Bill. That's not what we're doing. And I'll tell Mr. McNair, I will tell on you right now.
No.
This is a problem.
We're trying to be aligned. Okay. It's alignment. That's what we're doing.
Well, but that leads to the other part. It's irrelevant because the Browns said no. Who says no to a second rounder for Brian Hoyer when you are going to have 2 first-round picks and the potential to get the quarterback you want anyway? I mean, you could have actually traded up to the first pick, second pick, whoever.
So who did they pick with that?
Justin Gilbert.
First, and Johnny.
And Johnny in 20th, something like that.
Yeah, 22nd.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that worked out perfect. Justin Gilbert now is growing weed with Al Harrington. And
is
Johnny,
he?
And Johnny.
Is he, or are you just saying that?
I don't know. What are you doing?
Because that seems feasible.
Or Justin Blackman. He and Justin Blackman are hanging out doing something. I don't know what they're doing. And then Johnny is, it's comeback season. I don't know if you heard. It's comeback season. So there. Yeah, it worked out perfectly. By the way, Kendall Lamb is an unrestricted free agent right now. So we clean that up. So what are you going to give? What are you going to give Kendall Lamb?
Well, I mean, nothing.
Well, he made $705,000 last year.
You can have $706,000.
I wouldn't mind him back as a swing tackle if you want to know the
truth.
That's fine.
I'm not giving you a bunch.
No. As your eighth guy, as your eighth lineman, look, I could see that.
John.
Okay. Gun to your head. Would you rather have Julian Davenport as your eighth tackle or as your eighth lineman that's active each week, or Kendall Lamb?
Lamb.
I would too.
Me!
No, that's...
Say it. Asking the question.
Would you rather A, have Kendall... have Julian Davenport back as your eighth lineman, or B...
How that works. That's how that works.
That's what I'm trying
to...
Except that they like Julian Davenport. So
do they?
Yeah.
Do they?
Brian Hoyer for a second rounder.
Do they like having jobs?
This is the same team that liked Brian Hoyer for a second rounder.
I don't think Brian Gain likes Julian Davenport. Like, who drafted this guy?
No.
Last guy? What about this? Hey, who drafted the 120-pound cornerback? Is Rick. No, we're not doing 120. I was already told we're not doing 120-pound cornerbacks anymore. Those guys that every time
they
tackle.
We're not going to OU for corners?
I was told every time you tackle, if it could be a catastrophic injury, they don't want you. The phrase is used, we don't want corners who can have catastrophic injuries from tackling.
I feel like Pernell Motley should be on the Texans radar. Yeah. An undersized, bad footwork having cornerback from Oklahoma.
With hips that swing open every
step.
Is
that the one who got beaten so badly?
Is that 14?
10, I think.
10?
Is Motley.
I don't know. Listen.
Motley is undersized. 14's a little person.
Yeah. No. And with the worst hips ever.
Troy just reminded me. You do realize that the Texans go, we'll give you a second for Brian Hoyer.
Yeah.
And the Browns go, no way. Okay, Sashi. Number one. What? Rick's probably like, no. No, I didn't. We're not asking for a second. We're going to give you a second. Give you it for Brian Hoyer. And he said no. Then they came back and said, hey, what? We felt bad about the last time. We want you to have the second regardless. Take Brock and a second. Here.
Yeah.
It's like the second rounder was burning a hole in Rick's pocket. Yeah, you can hang on to those.
Look, you know the deal. If I have it, I'm going to screw it up. Right. I don't need that heat. I can convince people I'm making this new move by being a basketball GM by giving you picks to take our contracts.
Exactly what it is.
All right. You know what he needed? He needed some cheers, which used to be Thrive Plus. Now it's cheers. Cheershealth.com. Cheershealth.com. It's the way that you can feel better after you have a couple of cocktails. Listen, even if you have one or two, and nobody's advocating binge drinking, what we're advocating is that you feel better the next day, guaranteed. Because if you don't feel 50% better, then Cheers is going to give you your money back. That's right. 50% better or you get your money back. And they're right here in Houston. So, my friends, you are going to get your Cheers tomorrow. If you order today before 4 o'clock, you will get your Cheers tomorrow. Cheers, you take three pills before you go to bed after you've been drinking. However much you've been drinking, you have a couple of glasses of wine. Take three Cheers and you're going to feel fantastic. It works on your liver. These are scientists. These are Ivy League guys. There's their doctors. These guys know what they're doing. They've developed this and they do an unbelievable job. It works. It truly works. Your liver will thank you for it and you will thank yourself for it the next day. Cheershealth.com. That's cheershealth.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, the number if you'd like to get in here. All right, some Super Bowl props. Gladys Knight, under over 147.
Over.
You think so?
Yep.
Dell?
Over.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen over 2 minutes on this deal. I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to go over. I think 147 is low. Which coach will be mentioned first on TV after kickoff?
McVay.
Why?
I'm just taking underdog.
I don't know. I think it's even money.
Belichick.
Because I think it's going to be both of them.
It's like, even money.
It's whose name gets mentioned first.
I think
so. A battle
be
between
same-
two guys who texted back and forth during the season, the young upstart coach and Sean McVay, and the wise old veteran and Bill
who
Belichick.
Has Super Bowl this year? Is it Fox? Or was that? Who
no,
has-
it's got to be CBS because Tony Romo's on it.
Oh, so Tony.
Well, I mean, actually, I don't know that because I'm just going off of what Wade Phillips said.
Yeah, they are going to keep a camera. There's, the McVay camera is going to be because they're going to go to him as often as possible because he's handsome.
I do think it depends on. I somehow think it depends on who gets the ball first.
Yeah.
Like yeah.
If the Pats get the ball first.
Well, here's the deal. If the Pats get the ball first, there's no reason to show Belichick because he's not the offensive guy.
Well, not show him, but mention Brady and Belichick here for. Against the team that they faced in the first Super Bowl, something along those lines.
Could be. Yeah. The only okay, so McVay runs the offense and Belichick is a defensive guy. If the Rams get the ball first, it's a coin flip. Can Belichick stop this Rams? Can McVay do whatever he can do against a Belichick defense?
That's why I think it depends on who has the game. Because I feel like Buck would make a reference to the Rams and the Patriots doing it one more time on Fox. I mean, one more time on Fox. This dynasty began on Fox with the Rams and the Patriots. I feel like Buck may make reference if it's on Fox. I don't know who has the game.
It's CBS, isn't it? CBS. It's Nance and Tony Romo.
Well, Nance likes that type of stuff too.
Yeah, that's true. What will the first offensive play of the game be? So far this postseason, the Rams have gone rush pass and to start the game, while the Patriots have gone pass and then rush.
Wait, what?
What will the first offensive play be, a rush or a pass?
Pass.
If the Rams, I see play action.
Pass.
Either way, Brady will start with a pass too.
I don't know. They may try to establish themselves like they've done the past two games.
The past two games, they started with a pass.
But I wouldn't be surprised they get if we see them in the eye.
And the Rams started with a rush the last two games.
I feel like McVay will start with play action. Get Goff going. Try to get him going early.
Well, Raheel's now going to be part of my mock draft, whether he likes it or not, because we didn't do it this segment. So you got to go GMTV, which, by the way, they have a TV spot, too. Give me the VIN.
Yeah.
Has the TV spot. And then I'll do the mock draft on the other side.
Okay.
On the other side of the other side. So Raheel's just going to have to fade it.
Well, yeah. Raheel will want to hear your mock draft.
Whether he likes it or not, Raheel's in.
We didn't have enough time anyway.
Because I'm going to get really obliterated for multiple picks. No one's going to like where Ed Oliver is. Sorry.
It'll be awesome.
No one's going to like that. Sorry.
Will
no
Greer. Sorry. Like Will Greer not being no in their first gonna- round.
Or second, or third, or fourth.
Sorry.
Let's talk about GiveMeTheVIN.com, then GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy, you can do it in your underwear. That's right. You can do it in your underwear. You can do it with your pants on. You can do it with your dress on. You can get what your car is worth from GiveMeTheVIN.com for absolutely nothing. You can find out the value of your car because this is where you start. This is the starting price. And here's the deal. It's the ending price, too, because if they can't beat CarMax or they can't beat Texas Direct Auto, then guess what? Then GiveMeTheVIN.com is going to give you $100. That's right. Give you $100 at GiveMeTheVIN.com. So they're going to give you the best price. It's not even arguable. Otherwise, it's $100 in your pocket. And why wouldn't you want to know exactly what your car is worth or how much, what's the max you could get for it? And then it's up to you. You want to take less? Go ahead. That's dumb. Or you can do it through your dealership as well. John Clay Wolf buys thousands of cars a month. And all you need to do is go to GiveMeTheVIN.com and find out what yours. It takes literally minutes. GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.